It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I want my celebrity birthday, celebrity birthday, celebrity birthday, celebrity birthdays. I want my celebrity birthday, celebrity birthday, celebrity. You know, I thought about this was going to be a better goof before I started it. In retrospect, I probably should have tried it before doing it. That was a Chili's baby back ribs joke, barbecue sauce. That was gonna be the punchline. Hey folks, welcome to This Day is History. I'm your host, I guess. Is that all I am now? Adam Bash? Am I? Anyway, if you've never listened to the show before, welcome. How's it going? I don't usually make Chili's song references at the beginning. I mean, I make weird, I don't know how to start the show oftentimes. So I just start saying things. Anyway, the rules of this show are thus. I met an angel in late August named Adriel. And I was granted the power/curse to erase one day from the history of existence. And I, of course, basing that solely, it's going to be one of those fucking days. Solely on celebrity birthdays. Okay. That's what I'm basing it all on. Because when I erase the day from history, everybody born on that day also gets erased from history. So we're doing a celebrity birthday deathmatch thing, I guess, to figure out which day is kind of expendable. I hate to say that, you know, but I mean, that's the way we have to think about it. And so, hey, here's what we've got floating in today. Yesterday was amazing. Gosh, I'm still coming down off the high of that 3-2-1 pairing of Luke Wilson, Stephen King, and Bill Murray. Man, the highs are so high and there's no lows. It's like a roller coaster that is all uphill track. And that doesn't sound like it'd be fun, because the fun of the roller coaster is the drop off. But somehow they made it fun. Because you get an HJ on the way up. The downside that we have to talk about is that they've got another repeat loser walking in today. And that repeat loser is the 3-2-1 matchup of, instead of those great people that I just talked about, it was instead John Bernthal, who, if you don't know, that's probably okay. I'm not certain I'm pronouncing his name right. That's how notable he is. Sophia Loren. And George R.R. Martin, writer of Game of Thrones, which I have my own thoughts and opinions on. And, you know, people can disagree with me all they want. Just listen, I'm making these decisions for a reason, and you're not, also for a reason. So today, or as I like to call it, regression to the mean day, you know what I mean? We have some less exciting names than we've previously had. Not to say that this isn't some grade A stuff right here, but it's a little bit flatter than I would expect. So let's run through a handful of honorable mentions. Nick Cave, who is listed on this website as a novelist, but let's be honest, he's a musician. He's a September 22nder. Scott Baio. Who, man, Scotty, what's going on these days? Scott Baio, born on September 22nd. David Coverdale, born on September 22nd. And let's be honest, we all had plenty of times in our lives where we appreciated the work of David Coverdale. Bonnie Hunt, September 22nd. And Mystical, shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake that ass. Show me what you're working with. Things of that nature. Mystical. I liked Mystical a lot when he kind of burst onto the scene. That rapping really fast and aggressively and like kind of high-pitched and squelchy. I was really into that big time. Boy, you couldn't get me out of a club if Mystical was on. Man. Because you also couldn't get me into the club because I was underage. But that's not the point. Okay, so those are our honorable mentions. We won't spend too awful much time on them. Also, Billy Piper is born on September 22nd. I have a pretty glaring absence of Doctor Who in my life. It's one of those things, like, everybody has this thing that is like a beloved cultural touchstone, and people keep telling you to go invest yourself and your time in it, and you're like, well, I mean, I could, but then nobody's going to want to talk about that thing with me, because why would anybody want to talk about something that is this old at this point? And boy, there's just so many seasons, and I don't even know what to do. And then they get into this, well, you know, start here, and then somebody else tells you start there, and then it becomes this whole big thing. Anyway, Billy Piper, how you doing, lady? I know you were a Doctor Who friend, whatever. They call them the Who friends, right? She was a Who friend. She was an evil wolf of some sort. This is all I know. Anyway, she was born on September 22nd as well. Okay, so let's talk about some people I do know, but first let's talk about somebody I don't know who is our number three, and that's Tom Felton. Now listen, I don't know much about... I said everybody has one thing that's this cultural touchstone, and it's a kind of a blank spot in their life. And I said mine was Doctor Who, but mine is also Harry Potter. I have read none of the books. I have watched none of the movies. And I just, you know, I talk about things with people. And when they talk about Doctor Who, I mention things that I think sound like Doctor Who. And they just kind of nod and say yes. And when people mention things related to Harry Potter to me, I talk about butterbeer and I call them muggles. And by and large, that's worked for me. Anyway, I don't know much about Tom Felton, except for I looked at his picture on this website and I said, that's the weasel face of a dragon Malphus. Dragon Malphus is what his name was on the Harry Potter movies. So anyway, he's number three, born on September 22nd, Dragon Malphus, Tom Felton. Number two is Andrea Bocelli. Now, Andrea Bocelli is an opera singer. He was very popular when I was in college, actually. And it was weird because I went to... So one time I went on spring break, and my friends and I decided to go to Vegas for spring break, which was great. It was actually during the... It was during the time they were filming one of the, like, I think the first Ocean's 11. I think they were filming that at the time. And actually, that was an exciting time because, like, Clooney was in town. We never ran into him. We went to a strip club, and then the girls there were all telling us about how Clooney had been there, like, the day before or something like that. And they were all very excited about this. Now, it's possible that they were lying to us. Strippers have in the past lied to people they were trying to get money from. So it's possible. And it's also possible that that girl really wasn't going back to dental school. I don't know. I don't like to think that way. Anyway, I went to Vegas for spring break. And I took the little train ride between one of them and another one. They have those little trains that goes from one hotel to another. So you don't have to, God forbid, see daylight. And every time you took the train, you got the same clip of Andrea Bocelli singing something. Everything he sings sounds wonderful and amazing. And it got kind of stuck in my head. So when I got back, I had to buy a Bocelli album. And so I bought a CD and I listened to that basically nonstop for a whole semester. So basically, anytime I was going to school, I was listening to Bocelli. And I thought it made me real cultured. And I would sing along to it, despite the fact that I obviously did not know Italian. And it was not a good look in retrospect for me. But that does not mean that I do not still greatly appreciate that man's talent. And I mean, I'd listen to that album right now. Shit, maybe when I get done here, I'm going to go put it on. Okay? So you can't stop me. And Andrea Bocelli. Number two, September 22nd, birthday. Now, here's something for you. I'm going to take a drink of water because I have to be ready for this. It's good. Here's something for you. Let me talk about September 22nd. Let me talk about September 22nd, 1958 for you for a second. Okay. Because that is Andrea Bocelli's birth date and year. And I don't know what was going on in September 22nd, 1958. But goodness gracious, because Not only was Andrea Bocelli born that day, but Joan Jett was born that day. Yes, folks, Joan Jett of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, born September 22nd. Now, listen, I have a lot of things that I love in this world, but a just leather-studded front woman is probably top of the list in a lot of ways. I mean, obviously, I said a lot of great things about Bill Murray yesterday. I have a tendency to get hyperbolic. Bill Murray's obviously better than Joan Jett. Okay? Not going to split any hairs. Joan Jett would say that. Joan Jett would tell you straight up. Sure. Yeah. But that doesn't mean Joan Jett's not amazing. It doesn't mean that Joan Jett isn't a cultural icon. And it doesn't mean that her work, whether it be I Love Rock and Roll, or Do You Want to Touch Me, or Crimson and Clover, Bad Reputation, I Hate Myself for Loving You, I mean, shit, even with Runaways, Cherry Bomb was amazing. Listen, you're never going to get me to say anything bad about Joan Jett. You're not. Unless she's like suddenly turns out she's like really racist or something, then I might say bad things about her. And that always happens to people, but not Joan Jett. Joan Jett would never do that. Joan Jett would never do that. Okay. Oh, man. Joan Jett's great. Joan Jett's awesome. Joan Jett is, I mean, she still looks amazing. She's 58 years old by the standards of this thing, right? 58 years old. And I don't know if you've seen any recent stuff from Joan Jett, but she still looks amazing. Good for you, Joan Jett. And good for you, September 22nd, because Joan Jett has made this not a, a competition at all. Okay. And it looked a little nerve-wracking for a minute there, because there was, boy, after yesterday's heights, there was not as many solid, like, honorable mentions or anything like that. But you know what? I think you rounded out a decent 2-1, at least, right? 3-2-1, not great. Dragon Malphus was not a super big addition to this, but, you know, Bocelli and Joan Jett. Boy, in that one day, September 22nd, 1958, that's the day that made it all work for you, okay? All right, so we'll be back here tomorrow again on This Day is History to see if, gosh, you know, we're closing in on it. We're closing in on the end of the month. It's going to be here before we know it, all right? And then we will move on to October with a fresh vision for the future. And it's possible that that good old GRRM might be on the chopping block for the rest of the year. So we'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow on This Day is History. Stay fresh. Birthday to